Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
To any candidate who wants to avoid a contested GOP convention, winning in South Carolina on Saturday will be key. And to win in South Carolina, you need evangelical votes. Conservative Christians make up more than half of the GOP electorate in South Carolina, and that should be prime territory for presidential contenders like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, who've long espoused their religious conservatism. But Donald Trump has a strong lead in South Carolina and lots of evangelical support, even though he never really bothered to discuss religion at all before becoming a GOP candidate. And he's certainly discussing it today after Pope Francis told reporters that Trump, quote, is not a Christian, unquote, for wanting to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, and for saying he'd deport undocumented immigrants. Trump fired back, of course, writing in a statement that when ISIS attacks, quote, I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president. Of course, the Catholic Pope isn't an evangelical, but whether Donald Trump is indeed a true Christian and whether evangelicals really care goes to the heart of the race in South Carolina and beyond. Pastor Mark Burns is an African-American evangelical pastor in South Carolina who's voted in the past for President Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Now he's throwing his support behind Donald Trump. And in the lead up to the primary this weekend, he's crisscrossing the state to share the word with fellow evangelicals that Trump should be their candidate. Pastor Burns, thanks for joining us.
Great. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's your pitch? Why Trump?
Well, Trump is a person who is, number one, not been bought out by big businesses and private entities. And so therefore, he's a person that's not been toyed by special interest groups. And he's really a person of the people, for the people.
So that's really interesting, Pastor Burns, because you would expect for an evangelical pastor such as yourself, that support for a candidate wouldn't be based on, you know, not being able to be bought out by special interests and super PACs. I mean, Ted Cruz's campaign is playing Donald Trump in his own words, saying he's pro-choice and always has been. Does that not matter anymore?
Well, it absolutely matters. I think what's important is that evangelicals are really tired of people coming here to South Carolina, politicians who are part of the established political system coming to South Carolina and doing the song and dance routine and singing the hymnals and getting in front of church congregations and declaring their faith. But then once they get to Capitol Hill, once they get to Washington, D.C., their liberal views become evident, such as what happened with current President Barack Obama. But Donald Trump is a person who is coming from outside of the establishment that is really has captured the attention of evangelicals because he has declared we Christians will have a friend in the White House.
Well, Pastor Burns, the question has to be asked, and I assume that you think about this yourself. What would Jesus do? I mean, the eye of that needle is getting awfully crowded if Donald Trump tries to fit through it. Am I right?
Well, I think what would Jesus do would be just exactly what Mr. Trump is doing in a more contemporized manner. I really think Mr. Trump comes across as someone that has been redeemed. Again, I don't think Donald Trump is qualified to get in anybody's pulpit and begin to preach a sermon about Jesus. You know, or he can show his love, but I don't think he's qualified to get in nobody's pulpit and start pastoring that church. All right. So we understand that he is not a pastor because we're not voting for a pastor. We're really voting for honesty. And that's the key. We're voting for someone that we can trust. And if they say to me, Pastor Burns, you'll have a friend in the White House as a Christian. I believe we're moving away from some of the principal core values that has made this country great again. And one of those core values was Christianity.
Pastor Burns, Donald Trump appeared on MSNBC in a town hall last night, and there was part of it that was kind of shocking to me, or I should say part of what wasn't in it. There was a shooting at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in your town last year where several worshipers were murdered. We all know that. It didn't come up at all in that town hall, and I wonder if it concerns you that candidates aren't talking about it.
Well, I think in South Carolina, we really want to heal in South Carolina. We want to, you know, we don't want to be labeled and branded. There's so much racial division in the country. we really want to heal. We want to get past that. I think the president and the country and South Carolina has grieved, and we have addressed the issue, the horrible incident that took place with the Charleston 9 in Charleston, South Carolina. And we have all come to Charleston to try to heal that great city. But now we want to move on. I believe Mr. Trump is focusing on the future of our country. He has a heart for the African-American people, and that's why I'm there. I haven't sold myself out. You know, I get these comments, you know, oh, I've been paid by Donald Trump. I see his money and et cetera, et cetera. And that's horrible to even think that I haven't sold myself for 30 pieces of silver, nor do I feel like I need to defend myself. I believe the Holy Spirit has led me on this course to help bring unity where there's division.
Pastor Mark Burns is an evangelical minister who says that his vote is with Donald Trump. Pastor Burns, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. God bless you all.